Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. At the State Fair Ham Breakfast, I ran into Montgomery County's Danny Townsend, president of the Kentucky Sweet Sorghum Producers and Processors Association. He was providing sorghum for each table at the sit-down breakfast for some 1,600.
That's why we started Kentucky Sweet Sorghum Association back in the mid-80s, was to get sorghum in front of it, because it was almost lost product, lost art. And we wanted to revive it, let people know that pure sweet sorghum syrup was still available, what it tastes like. So we've been here at the fair continuously for almost 28 years, I think, passing out samples at the booth and then also here at the ham breakfast.
Sorghum producers had to deal with an issue that many farmers faced this growing season.
Since May the 20th to the middle of August, we've had over 30 inches of rain. And in our parts of the country where we are in southeast Montgomery County, we are kind of a low-lying area, and we have a high water table, and that just almost completely destroyed us. We have a crop, but it's maybe 50%.
While the harvested acreage might be down a little, anticipation and enthusiasm for the crop are bigger than ever.
It's gone completely crazy. I mean, this year was the year that we needed so much acreage, and we didn't even get probably half of it planted that we wanted to. We got about a little over 50 acres planted, but we was hoping for 100 acres. They're using it for beer. They're using it for rum. They're using it in the high-end restaurants for natural sweetener. You're going to hear a whole lot more of sorghum.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
If you're a student entering a community college or university, check this out. You can save money on college tuition by finishing your degree on time. Just earn 15 credit hours each semester, or 30 a year. Do the math. The longer you stay, the more you pay for a college degree. Talk to your advisor and make a plan. Take 15 to finish on time. Get in, get out, get going. Visit knowhowtogoky.org.
This message is sponsored by knowhowtogoky.org.
Sweet sorghum is actually in the grass family. Its stalks look a lot like corn.
It takes about 120 days to mature. When it gets mature, we cut the stalks and we extract the juice. We squeeze the juice out of the plants, and then we put it in big pans, and we remove the impurities, and then we remove the water and boil it down to consistency of about honey. So it's pure natural.
And despite this unique growing season, he's optimistic about the crop's potential.
We keep expanding. Some new growers and stuff's getting in it, but because of lack of equipment and the cost of getting into a new enterprise is tremendous. But our membership is growing, and the people's getting in it. Some younger people's getting back in it. So they kind of see the advantages, and the way the farming economy is now, they're looking at everything that they can do.
There are three sorghum festivals coming up, September 25th through the 27th in Morgan County, October 2nd and 3rd in Washington, and October 24th and 25th in Hancock County. The local county extension office might be able to direct you to other growers near you. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.